I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. When is it okay to say enough is enough and give up? Sports fans seem to be encountering that question a lot these days, especially in a day and age where winning, the goal of every sport or athletic event, oftentimes takes a backseat to other priorities. Case in point, the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs were eliminated from postseason contention earlier in the week, missing Major League Baseball's October run for the first time since 2014. But the Cubs still have three games left to play. And there are three really important contests for two teams, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Those two franchises are in a neck-and-neck race for the National League Central pennant. The loser will have to settle for a wild card game where they'll face the Washington Nationals and very likely Max Scherzer or Steven Strasburg. Obviously, the comfort of a division crown and a guaranteed five-game series is something both teams covet at this point. That's where the Cubs come into play. Manager Joe Maddon, widely accepted at this point as a lame duck, has let it be known his team will not be fielding its most competitive lineup in St. Louis. That has Brewers fans riled up. Maddon said Thursday, in no uncertain terms, he's got bigger things to worry about. Do the Cubs owe it to a division rival to put up a fight over the next 3 days? Do they owe it to their fans to play spoiler to another division rival? Maddon doesn't care. And then there's giving up before a season even gets off the ground. The Miami Dolphins remain winless to start the NFL season and show no signs of having any interest in playing competitive football. They're tanking and everyone knows it. We've gone from Al Davis's just win baby mantra from the 70s and 80s to analyzing draft positioning and justifying long, painful rebuilds with no guarantee of a payoff in sight, while still being expected to fork over $12 a beer and $7 a hot dog. It's enough to make a sports fan want to follow suit and say enough is enough. Except we won't, and that's where the owners win, even when they're losing. Pro sports has evolved into a game of three-card Monty, and we're the mark. We just don't realize it.